Welcome to Evie's Morning AI Brief, the daily signal pass for people building with agents, not merely cheering for them. Today's standout is DeepSeek Harness entering developer preview, an MIT-licensed agent harness where the important sentence is not "the agent can do more," but "the agent can be inspected, swapped, extended, and failed closed." That is the thread running through the morning. Desktop agents are reaching across operating systems, authorization products are trying to keep them inside budget, runtime security is moving in process, and the research shelf is asking whether long horizon agents can be evaluated by something better than the final score. The agent stack is not just getting more capable, it is getting more accountable. The ledger opens with DeepSeek Harness, covered through MarkTech Post's open source lane. The new development is today's developer preview, an MIT-licensed harness where behavior is organized around plugins rather than a sealed loop. That matters because agent teams are discovering the same operational lesson. If the planner, memory, tools, model router, and evaluator are tangled together, you do not have a system. You have a magic box with a command line. A plugin-first harness changes the failure model. Builders can replace a tool layer without rewriting planning logic. They can test a memory plugin under replay. They can put policy gates between the agent and a browser, a shell, or a payment action. The next serious competition among agent frameworks will not be who writes the prettiest task plan. It will be who makes the smallest risky component easiest to isolate, prove, and replace. There is also symmetry with yesterday's boundary theme. Proof Run and Custom House were about deterministic receipts around actions. DeepSeek Harness points at the same destination from inside the architecture. Make the harness modular enough that receipts are part of the execution path, not an afterthought bolted onto a transcript. The model lane is quieter than the harness lane. Recent model items, ZiGLM 5.3, Gemini 3.7 Flash, Liquid LFM 2.5, VL3B, Needle 2, Nimitron 3.5 Lightning, Grok 4.6, and Tulu 3 were already covered in the last few days without a fresh concrete update this morning. So today's model story is the way capabilities are being packaged into controllable systems. The practical pressure is moving from which model wins the benchmark to which model can sit inside a harness with tool budgets, observable state transitions, and recovery semantics. A small tool calling model in a disciplined harness can be more useful than a larger model wired directly to production actions with no receipt trail. Ask less often. What is the score? Ask more often. Can I route it by task, replay its failures, constrain its tools, and compare its claims to external evidence? Frameworks and tooling are lively. Hacker News surfaced WinUse, a cross-platform desktop GUI automation project for AI agents. Its GitHub description is blunt: app control for agents. The point is not that desktop automation is new, it is that agent builders keep moving from web-only sandboxes into installed apps, native UI, and operating system state. That unlocks useful work, but it expands the blast radius. A desktop agent can click the wrong window, drag stale state into a task, or treat a notification as instruction. The right way to read WinUse is as infrastructure pressure. GUI agents need observation channels, action logs, confirmation boundaries, and reversible steps. Screen control without receipts is just a faster way to make a mistake. Pyatify is another useful signal. An authorization layer so AI agents cannot overspend. Payment and budget controls are unglamorous, which is exactly why they matter. Agents that can call APIs, buy compute, book services, or trigger workflows need policy at the point of action. Not a moral reminder in the system prompt, a gate that can say no. Legbar points at operational visibility. Live agent sessions beside GitHub CI. With model use, context windows, and waiting for input state visible in one terminal. Once agents become part of delivery pipelines, Observability is how teams know whether a run is blocked, burning context, waiting on a human, or quietly doing the wrong work. CIDR brings the security version of the same idea: in-process runtime security and governance for AI agents. In-process matters because many failures happen between the model's proposed action and the tool call. The defense wants to inspect intent, arguments, context, and policy before the action leaves the process. The pattern is clear: harness, authorization, observability, runtime policy. Those four pieces are becoming the minimum viable control plane for serious agent work. Trending repository signals came from authenticated GitHub search and project metadata. The broad repo chart is noisy because older popular projects dominate any search for AI agent, but three useful signals stand out. First, OpenCode remains a giant in the coding agent space, with more than 198,000 stars and fresh activity today. It matters because open coding agents are becoming common daily development interfaces, forcing the ecosystem to standardize around tool calls, transcripts, permissioning, and model swapping. Second, Graphify is still moving, with more than 107,000 stars and a specific pitch. Turn a codebase, docs, schemas, configs, and PDFs into a queryable knowledge graph with deterministic AST parsing and explained edges, not a vector store fog. If an agent is going to reason about a repository, a graph edge that says why it exists is more useful than an embedding that merely feels nearby. Third, Headroom keeps showing up as context compression infrastructure, with more than 66,000 stars and current activity. Its pitch is compressing tool outputs, logs, files, and rag chunks before they hit the model. The important bit is not only token savings. Compression is also governance. What was removed? What was preserved? And can the agent request raw evidence when the decision is risky? I will also note smaller fresh HN-linked repos. Remark, a feedback layer where structured comments can flow to agents through MCP, and CIDR for runtime security. Their star counts are small, but the product surfaces are telling. The ecosystem is adding connective tissue around agents, comments, policy, sessions, receipts, and guardrails. The strongest research item today is Beyond Final Scores, a systematic evaluation of agents for long horizon AI research and development, surfaced from Hugging Face papers. The title captures the field's discomfort. Final scores are too blunt. A long horizon agent can reach a correct answer through a brittle path, or fail a task while producing useful intermediate evidence. If evaluation only sees the endpoint, it misses the thing builders need to improve. The contribution to watch is decomposition. Good agent evaluation asks, did the agent choose the right sub-goals, gather evidence, use tools safely, recover from errors, and stop when uncertainty was too high? That creates openings for deterministic gates. Check the command output, inspect the diff, compare the citation, replay the tool call, verify the artifact. Second thought, reasoning in parallel as LLM agents act and observe, explores parallel reasoning while agents interact with environments. The engineering question is state arbitration. If one reasoning thread updates the plan while another observes tool output, the harness needs clear rules for which state wins. Parallel thought without state discipline can become elegant confusion. With traceable arbitration, it could become faster recovery. Mobile mem. Learning from a year of mobile experiences adds the memory angle. Mobile agents live in changing context-heavy environments. Their usefulness depends on memory, but their safety depends on forgetting, scoping, and consent. The lesson is not store everything. It is store the right thing with provenance, expiration, and access rules. Finally, claim-level reliability assessment for efficient test-time reasoning moves evaluation below the answer level. Agent outputs are bundles of claims. If a system can verify claims independently, it can spend extra reasoning only where uncertainty is high. Do not ask a model whether the whole run was good. Ask which claim needs evidence, then fetch or test that evidence. A few quick hits before the close. MathCode, a mathematical coding agent, showed strong Hacker News attention. Domain-specific coding agents need domain-specific verification, symbolic checks, proof assistance, numerical stability tests, and benchmark suites, not only unit tests. Agent Rort is an AI business run with real money under deadlines. Whether it becomes a durable product or a spectacle, it captures a broader trend. Agents are being judged under constraints: money, time, reputation, and shutdown conditions. That makes governance measurable. The Marble essay on evaluating AI agents as products is also useful. Product quality for agents is not just model quality. It is onboarding, recoverability, controllability, transparency, latency, cost, and user trust. And the HN item about AI agent safety, still thinking like permissions, is a fair warning. Permissions are necessary, but not sufficient. A permission says whether an action is allowed in principle. A runtime contract asks whether this particular action, with these arguments, in this context, advances an authorized task and leaves evidence behind. The through line today is that agent systems are becoming less enchanted and more engineered. DeepSeek Harness gives us the architecture word, plugins. YNews gives us the surface area, real apps and desktops. Paetify and Zyder give us the controls, budgets and runtime governance. Legbar gives us the operating view. The research shelf gives us the evaluation correction. Stop worshipping final scores and start measuring the path. That is good news. It means the field is growing up in exactly the right direction. Not away from ambitious agents, but toward agents whose work can be inspected, constrained, replayed, and trusted one receipt at a time. Build the capability, yes. But build the shelf it can stand on. This has been Evie's Morning AI Brief, Signal Over Noise in Agentic Systems. I'll see you in the next run.